If you want to explore how businesses actually use the massive amount of data they are collecting about you every day, you have landed on the right podcast. We look at the tech, people, and the processes cutting-edge businesses are using to collect data and answer the question, I have the data, now what? Here is your host, Asha Saxena.
Welcome, divers. This is your host, Asha Saxena for Dive with Data. We're living in an era of information technology that has been radically transformed with digital technology on how it has shaped the way we communicate and consume information. Digital communication within any information transmission largely takes place in the form of data, has deeply entrenched the realm of healthcare. Electronic health records that electronically store all medical data has revolutionized the way care is delivered by making information more accessible and easily transferable. Today, on Dive with Data, we will be speaking with Chief Healthcare Strategist Richard Kramer of Informatica to discuss the evolution of healthcare data and its impact on the industry. So, let's welcome Richard.
Welcome, Richard. With your background in healthcare and data, you have seen the world of healthcare change and also the world of data change, you know, from where we had the data in structured format and now the explosion of data. So talk to me a little bit about the healthcare and the world we live in healthcare, and then we'll jump into the data.
Great. So I've been in healthcare for 25 years. I got into healthcare specifically because of the enthusiasm for the ability to use data to fundamentally change the business. I had previously been in the military and doing studies for, you know, weapon systems that we didn't have and wars that we wouldn't fight and predicting the outcome. And so I remember distinctly in 1993, Hillary Clinton's testimony to Congress, where we were going to transform healthcare, and all of the questions came up, well, what's the impact going to be? We don't know. What's the cost going to be? We don't know. What's the quality impact going to be? We don't know. And my whole thinking was, if I can forecast the outcome of wars we will never fight with weapons that don't exist, I can take some of that same technology and apply it to answering some of these great healthcare questions. My dad was a surgeon, my mom was a nurse, so I sort of had healthcare in my brain anyway.
That's right.
And so I got out of the Air Force, decided to get into healthcare, and little did I realize that we didn't have any of the data required, nor did we have the cultural readiness to actually use the data we did have to change things. And so it's been a 25-year journey, and the thing that I'm so excited about now is we finally have the data. We have the aligned incentives between cost and quality. We've got the business models to really fundamentally do things completely different in healthcare because of data. If we think back, you know, to the first bite of the apple with managed care, which was all about cost controls and all of the adverse potentially adverse quality impact, we had no counterbalance to cost controls with quality impact because we simply didn't have the data. Now we do. So now for the first time, we can actually, you know, combine cost and quality and efficiency all to do things better.
You know, healthcare is traditionally known for slow adapter, very hard to accept change, and they are very set in their own processes and technologies. How easy it is for you to see healthcare actually making that change finally?
It's really exciting to see because you're spot on. Traditionally, we think of healthcare and technology being 10 years behind, at least 10 years behind the rest of industry. Well, at Informatica, we're talking about this generational disruption in data management that's really changing how we work with data. And I can say our healthcare clients are on the forefront of adopting these new technologies and these new techniques. And part of it is they have an obligation to get value from data like no other industry. We're so far behind, and it matters so much to all of us, and healthcare is so personal. We have to fix it. We have to fix it fast. And then the other thing that works for us is a lot of organizations don't actually have a huge investment in the old way of doing business. So you don't actually have to drag a data boat anchor with you in order to change. And, you know, a data lake is a great example of this, which is all about data agility and being able to do things quicker, faster, better. And we're seeing really fast adoption of data lake style principles in healthcare that you and I would look like and say, what industry is this? Healthcare doesn't move this fast. We're not that innovative with data. And we're really seeing, you know, at least a rapid willingness. Doesn't mean we necessarily do it quick because we're still the same old healthcare people, but the willingness to do new things is remarkable.
Where do you see the top three or five trends in healthcare where you see that the healthcare industry is actually going to implement the use of data?
So I think very clearly using machine learning and artificial intelligence to automate processes and to take a lot of the administrative burden. I mean, you look at how much time clinicians, nurses, and physicians and everybody spend on doing the same old things that don't add any clinical value. So I think we're seeing a lot of enthusiasm for using machine learning and artificial intelligence to automate the routine, which is very exciting. We're also seeing that in the data landscape. I think we're seeing, from a clinical perspective, early adopters, largely academic medical centers, are really starting to adopt artificial intelligence models to help with clinical decision-making, right? Helping clinicians make better decisions faster at the point of care. I think when you look at what we're seeing in the consolidation, CVS and those sorts of things, we're seeing that people genuinely want to do coordinated care. And a big part of coordinated care is predictive modeling, right? The idea of who are the patients who are going to be readmitted, those sorts of things. And it's going well past traditional patient identification and stratification and risk cohorts all the way down to prescriptive next best action at the point of interaction with the member, with the patient, with the citizen. And so those are really the things that, you know, they're derivatives of data. Mm-hmm. What we're not seeing people get enthusiastic about is data for data's sake.
Right.
Right. The idea of, wow, let me show you the nifty stuff I can do with data and look at this report. Nobody cares. If you can't make it actionable and put it at the point of interaction with the member, patient, customer, nobody cares. So that's really, I think, the big trends we're seeing.
So do you see that the whole healthcare is going to shift towards consumer market, consumer based, where I would, as a consumer, I have more power of picking my physician, right? Right now, I go to the person who's living, you know, is closer to me. But how is it going to change the market for consumers to make it more convenient for them?
So I think my earlier point, the market is absolutely shifting to one of patient convenience. Mm. What it's been 15 years, maybe 20 years that we've talked about consumer-directed care and the cost shifting of premiums and co-pays and deductibles to the patient, and that didn't really change anything. We still had to put up with all the same Byzantine payer rules. The only difference is I was paying more money, right? What's changed now is all of those Byzantine rules are really getting pushed aside, and I, as the patient, get to actually make decisions. I can go where I want, to who I want, for what service I want. And the thing that's exciting is the providers, for the first time, are actually seeing that. They're trying to be more convenient. They're trying to be more open to what the patients want, which is very different than we've ever seen before.
Right.
So it's a patient behavior, a member behavior, and the provider organizations are finally changing. And I'll argue, as the data guy, that the reason they're able to change is because, for the first time, we're electronic. Right. If I had a paper record, I really couldn't do any of this.
Right.
The fact that I freed my data and my patient interaction from being reliant on this inches thick paper record that we used to ship around in baskets on trucks, and now I can have a patient visit anywhere I want to because the data can be right there with me. I think that's a great example of where high tech has, you know, made a huge transformative impact around data in healthcare.
You know, as we look at the world around in healthcare, now we suddenly see these new players coming into healthcare like Amazon, JP Morgan Chase, Apple. Talk to me about what these tech giants are doing in healthcare.
Well, I think if we look, healthcare, as we've talked about, has always been very ponderous and slow moving. And we know that we have a cost problem, we have an efficiency problem, we have a quality problem. We have all of these long standing systemic issues that just have, you know, we've been unable to solve ourselves. Well, as healthcare costs become 18% of GDP, as the cost of healthcare to employees or employers becomes such a large part of their employee expense, at some point, people are going to say, no more, we're not going to trust the healthcare organizations to fix themselves because they clearly can't, and we're going to do it ourselves. And I think that the JP Morgan, Berkshire, Amazon one is a great example of that, because go back to our earlier conversation about machine learning and artificial intelligence, finally, given the data, people who understand how to do things with data can start to change our industry without us.
You know, that excites me completely because I feel that data really creates the power.
It's the catalyst. It's the fuel, right? It is absolutely what is going to allow these interlopers from the outside to take the things that they do well. Amazon, first and foremost, is probably the preeminent data management company in the world.
True.
I mean, they couldn't survive for an instant of a second with the crap data we tolerate in healthcare and run their business. And so if you look and you say, I don't, nobody really knows what Amazon and Berkshire and JP Morgan are going to bring to healthcare, but I can assure you it's going to be based on the ability to use data, and it's going to be very, very different than anything we've done ourselves. You know, Apple's a consumer company. They tie into the consumerization. I think Google and Microsoft, they've tried healthcare in the past and were sort of stymied by lack of interoperability, and we really didn't have the data. So, you know, all of these companies that are big tech data companies have been stymied by the absence of data before, and finally we have the data. And equally important, it's not just the clinical data from electronic health records. I mean, if we look, that's a relatively small part of the data landscape. It's the consumer data, it's the clinical data, it's the patient experience data. All of these data sources are what's going to be the power to drive the innovation, and nobody better. You know, we talk as healthcare organizations, shoot, we've struggled for 30 years just to use our own clinical data effectively. Right. And now we've got this huge sea of external third-party data we have to make use of. Well, guess what? The people who know the external third-party data that represents 95% of the data that we now care about, they'll figure out the 5% that we as healthcare organizations used to think was so tough. So I think it really is. Healthcare is going to be disrupted by a company outside of healthcare.
I agree with you on that. And I get excited when I see that tech giants are actually paying attention and they're going to do something about it. So as a business leader in the organization, you're saying that I will have access to the data if it was distributed, and I could create business application going into this distributed warehouse, not a warehouse, maybe a marketplace?
Yes.
So talk to me about how business user, how easy, if this was the framework we create in our organizations, how easy would it be for a business user who has not been technically savvy to now reach out into this distributed marketplace to pull the data out if they had the catalog?
So first I want to answer the question you didn't ask, which is the emerging role of business leaders.
Exactly.
Right. For a long time, CEOs, CFOs, COOs, and vice presidents in the line of business, they took their hands off and they said, this techie stuff is IT's domain, and I don't understand it. I don't want to understand it. IT, you go do your thing. And we're stuck with a data warehouse that takes too long, costs too much, and doesn't deliver because we let IT do IT stuff without our guidance. And it's not saying IT did anything wrong. They weren't given the perspective that the business has. So the business no longer can abdicate to IT that this data stuff is technical stuff and, you know, you do it and I'll complain about it. Sorry, no longer allowed. IT needs the business people to be true collaborators, and you don't need to tell me what the architecture is, but you darn well better demand to me, I want, self-service analytics. I want 187 people in finance to be able to do A, B, and C with data, and IT, it's your job to deliver that capability to me, right? Give the business context because it's now possible. 5 years ago, it wasn't possible. Today, anything is possible with data, and the business and clinical areas need to make their expectations known and get IT to the table and work with them to do that. The other piece is, you know, what's one of the most technically challenging things in the known universe? I'm going to index the entire internet, and I'm going to make it accessible so people can find stuff from literally hundreds of billions of different websites. Google. It's the easiest thing in the universe for any of us to use. And so I think what you're going to see as innovation in data is taking data management from the realm of tools used by techies in back rooms because it's so mysterious and people can't understand it, to actually how do I use machine learning and artificial intelligence to make some of these really Byzantine, you know, mysterious data management activities completely accessible to a business or clinical analyst or even an executive, right? How can I use, you know, Amazon, for example? Amazon has the ability for an Amazon shopping experience. Because you bought Kleenex tissues and Jell-O yesterday, we suggest that you might want to buy pencils because other people did. Right, some very obscure associations of buying behavior through machine learning because of the breadth of data that they have available. Well, why can't we do the exact same thing with data? Now, I'm a business analyst. I want to go in and I say, hey, I want to find the best source of length of stay in my catalog, because my catalog knows where all the data is. It knows all the data consumers. Now, just intuitively, the best source of length of stay is probably the one that's most sourced by all of the Tableau dashboards I have in the enterprise, right? If 185 out of 186 dashboards source length of stay from this data source, that's probably a good place for me to go get my length of stay, at least a good place to start. Well, what are the other things we know? Well, we know the other data that's on those same dashboards. So our Amazon-esque data shopping experience says, and because you're interested in length of stay, you might be interested in these other pieces of data, right? So very much the same sort of experience that we have in other consumer-related areas, we should start to see in data.
What are the big things in healthcare we should be looking at? As a consumer or as a market, what are the big trends? We hear that there's a lot of investment in healthcare. And there's more investments in healthcare technology businesses now than ever before. So what are the big trends do you see or do you predict will make a difference in healthcare market in general?
So, and people talk a lot about investment in healthcare, and healthcare is such a nebulous term. That includes pharmaceutical companies and a whole bunch of stuff that, you know, we as data professionals don't think of. So I'd be interested in how much of that investment really is around data and analytics and things. It's still a good chunk, but, you know, I don't know that it's the driving force in healthcare investment. But I do think, you know, we've talked about, number one, I think consumerism is the future, and how we make consumers more engaged participants in their own healthcare. I think that's critically important as we look to the hospital becoming almost, you know, tertiary to the whole healthcare delivery system as we continue the trend of pushing care from the hospital into lower cost care settings. You know, the retailization of healthcare, including the employers. You know, I was up talking with CVS, and you look at what they're looking to do with consumer engagement as part of the merger with Aetna. I mean, it's just dramatic what the changes are going to be. I also think, you know, we are going to see a third generation of electronic health record. I think there's universal agreement that the way clinical decision support is provided within electronic health records doesn't work, right? The cascading series of click boxes that nobody listens to and just click throughs, that's just not the right metaphor. Well, if we take the ability to do real-time analytics, and we take the ability to do prescriptive next best action analytics, and we put that together with a new user interface on top of an electronic health record, where as part of documenting the patient encounter, you're also getting passive decision support, that it's asking different questions, it's reflecting different visualizations based on what you just input this instant, and it's guiding based on machine learning and knowledge of a million patients just like you who came in with the same symptoms. I think we're going to see a revolution in electronic health records and the clinician experience of using them, because right now the tables and columns of numbers absolutely doesn't work for anybody.
I agree.
So those are my big, what I think the big ideas are going to be.
Great. So as an organization, as a leader, I need to invest in understanding my data, cleaning my data, making sure it's available to the business users, and creating that culture within the organization where business users and technologists come together to work on understanding and creating the meaning out of the data. Is that a good summary?
Yes, and I'd summarize more. Everything that you just described are the essential components of managing data as an enterprise asset.
I agree. Thank you so much, Richard. Enjoyed the conversation. Always is great fun to have you. I look forward to having you again soon.
Thank you, Ash.
Talking to Richard, it was clear that we are in the age of generational disruption of data in healthcare. There would be a huge impact of using data in healthcare like no other industry. For the first time, healthcare has access to data and technology that enables them to focus on most important issues like reducing healthcare costs and focus on improving healthcare quality and efficiencies.
there's also a belief that consumerism for healthcare is going to be a big trend. Ease of use, ease of access, and personalized care is going to continue improving with time. A lot to look forward to. Big question is, who is going to disrupt the industry? With players like JPMorgan Chase, Berkshire Hathaway, and Amazon showing interest in healthcare, it is possible that the disruption in healthcare could come from outside the industry. With that, this is your host, Asha Saxena, signing off. See you next episode with an interesting conversation. Till then, keep learning.
We just scratched the surface of data with today's episode. If you want to join in the full conversation, check us out at divewithdata.com or follow us on Twitter at divewithdata. And as always, leave us a rating and review if you enjoy the show. Your feedback is what keeps this podcast going. Have a great day.